Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth, Senior Fellow with and Director of Economics 21. Economics21.org is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and subscribe, and they'll send you some great information every day, right, Diana?
Every day, Monday through Friday, anyway. And we have updates posted on the weekend.
Right. Okay.
Diana, economic news.
We're talking
Today we have a really good piece about the effects of raising the minimum wage on military bases. How fast food restaurants are closing because of the increases in the required minimum wage on military bases.
All right. That's the kind of stuff you'll get every day if you subscribe. Diana, we've got a very dangerous situation going on in Eastern Europe right now.
We do.
With Mr. Putin invading Crimea and basically strong-arming Ukraine, why should small business owners in America care about that?
Well, everyone should care when Russia walks into a country and takes it over, because they start with the Ukraine, they can go on to the Baltics, they've already partly taken over Georgia. We should all be very worried, just like when Hitler started moving in to its surrounding neighbors. We should be very, very worried, because it's going to take us, it could be very costly, just the way World War II was very costly to get rid of Hitler, could be very costly to get rid of Putin. That's why we should be worried. We shouldn't just let him take over these countries.
Because if we get into some kind of a situation with Russia, that's not going to be good for anybody's business. But you know, this is really... Putin is really dangerous for the world right now, isn't he, his behavior?
He really is. I mean, he's just walking in. He's breaking international law because he's having soldiers without Russian insignia. Just these thugs who are Russian soldiers, but they're not in Russian uniform. That's breaking international law. And we're just...
But why isn't he being held accountable for that?
Because the UN is weak, the EU is weak, and we, who are not weak, are not willing to lift a finger. That's why he's not being held accountable.
Yeah. But couldn't America do some things that would cause him to turn his attention back home? Couldn't we do some economic things that would cause him to say, I can't claim another country, I've got to go back home and take care of my own economic business?
We really could. Russia depends on its natural gas and oil exports. We can't do anything about the world price of oil, but natural gas is about $11.50 per million BTUs in Europe and Russia. About $4.50, about a third of the price in the United States. Our companies want to export natural gas to Europe and to Russia, which would take out a slice of his market. It would also lower the price there, so when he did sell natural gas, he would get less money from it, if you see what I'm saying.
That's right. We could. His economy is so monofaceted. We could do a handful of things that could really cause him a lot of trouble if we wanted to, couldn't we?
Without
firing a shot.
Exactly, without firing a shot. And believe it or not, there's over 24 applications to export liquid natural gas at the Department of Energy that they are holding up. Some of these applications have been there since 2011 and 2012. Because, you see, we're allowed to export to any country with which we have a free trade agreement.
Why aren't we doing this? I thought the Obama administration liked natural gas.
Well, I don't know why we're not doing it. We could very simply say that companies are allowed to export to any country they want, or to all World Trade Organization countries. And that would mean that our exports would go up right away. Because in North Dakota, where we produce a lot of natural gas, we are burning one-third of it. One-third of it is being flared up in the atmosphere like a gas burner on a stove.
Yeah.
Even though you're going to export it.
Isn't what's going on right now a case of where our nation is being held hostage by ideology?
Yes, it's being held hostage by these environmentalists who say, I don't know what they say. Well, anyway, they do say that they want to keep this in the ground. They don't want people to use it.
Well, and they've got a sympathetic ear in Mr. Obama, don't they?
Yes, they do. And some of them say that the price in the United States will rise if we export it, like Senator Markey. But we can see over the past 5 years
right.
that as exports have risen, the price has gone down.
Diana, I want you to come back soon and let's talk about the war on women. Will you do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever you like, Jim.
We'll work that out. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, great to be with you. Great to be with
Diana
you.
Diana Frischkat Roth. Thank you. Diana Frischkat Roth, ladies and gentlemen. That's economics21.org. Don't forget her website. And I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages. Jim Blasingame broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.